Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Today on Dish Nation, we have a little bit of everything. We're going to dish like it's 1929 as Prince Harry gets challenged to a duel.
Now, they're not going to duel, but what's really going on between Gabrielle Union and Terry Crews, and why are so many women mad at him?
And it's not just feuds. We also have love in the show with our latest smash alert. And Gary, we got a new reality show to help you and those of a certain age find love.
Oh. Speaking of love, we also have the latest drama from The Bachelor, and Tyler, the creator, shows us that he can be real petty.
Haha, Gary, you know I love me a petty tweet.
Yeah.
And you're gonna love Dish Nation, so don't go anywhere.
Hey, guys, it is good to be back. Frank is still out, but no worries. Yes. Chewy Martinez and I are going to hold it down for you here in L.A. Okay, so this story seems like something out of Game of Thrones. Now, Gary, your ex-cousin, Meghan McCann. Yes, Meghan Markle. Now, her estranged father, Thomas Markle, wants Prince Harry to man up and put up his dukes.
Jesus.
Mm. Oh, wow.
This is insane. Now, this 75-year-old man, he missed the royal wedding, by the way, because he had some health concerns, and now he wants to challenge his son-in-law to a duel.
A duel.
Now, in a recent interview, Thomas said, and this is a quote, "I'd be happy to duel with Harry anytime. One round in the chamber. Cocked. 10 steps. Turn and fire. That'll settle the score. That way, the way he's been acting, I think he'd crouch on the ground before he gets to 10 steps. He's a candy ass and he's whipped."
Oh. Are you serious right now? Are you serious? Like, wow.
Is that insane?
We all have that one relative, right?
Where you're like, shut up.
Right.
Guys, no, the authorities need to be contacted.
Right.
This is no longer a joke.
Right.
He is still a royal, and now he's here in our, like, land. He's here in the United States.
That's a death threat.
This is a threat.
No, a duel is an offer. It takes both people accepting said duel in order for duel to take place. There are dual rules.
Attorney Headcrack on the scene.
But is it the 1400s, y'all? Like, a duel? Like, come on. No.
But more beef should be settled with duels.
But what is a chambered cock?
A gun.
Oh. The chamber of the gun. It's cocked.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We lost Gary now. We lost Gary.
Right?
We lost Gary. Gary's talking about
it. This is also crazy. Imagine having a relative like this, because now Thomas also made it known that he will continue to do an interview every 30 days until they make contact with him.
She need to just send him one text. I mean, because he acting up. I don't know. Right. Just send him a text. Say, listen, Daddy, look, I'm never going to talk to you after this. Right. Please leave me alone.
Now, if your father wanted to duel your in-law, how would you feel about that?
Listen, I don't like having animosity. It gives me a stomach ache, so I can't stand when people don't get along. So I'll do everything in my power to try to make peace with people, because I can't live like that.
The way my family is built is like a Mexican soap opera, so I don't try to get in the middle of anything. Yeah, just like that, Heidi.
Get it,
she really, like, chill out. I don't get in the middle of anything. I tell my family, don't involve me in nothing.
That's the best position to be.
I am Switzerland. Yes. Switzerland Martinez. Don't involve me in nothing.
Well, y'all, it must be petty season for men, because Terry Crews is not here for the shenanigans.
Lord.
If you ain't his wife, then you better get a life.
What?
Okay? Mm-hmm. Honey, okay. So everyone here knows that Terry is the host of NBC's America's Got Talent, and he's been in the midst of a lot of drama surrounding his former co-worker, Gabrielle Union, who was fired from the competition series after she complained about the toxic work environment and said that the network suggested her hair was too black.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fans have been very vocal about his lack of support for Gabby, and it looks like Terry has had enough of the chatter. So he put his Twitter fingers to use and shut everybody down by tweeting,
"Okay, Terry.
There's only one woman on earth I have to please. Her name is Rebecca, not my mother, my sister, my daughters, or co-workers. I will let their husbands, boyfriends, partners take care of them. Rebecca gives me wings."
Now, see, this is a damn shame, because see, his mama, sister, and everybody else ain't did nothing to him.
I know.
He got thrown under the bus.
And the thing is, like, he's speaking from a level of non-relatability, because he's never going to be told that his hair is too black for the show.
Right,
those issues. And she defended him at one point in time when he was going through his thing. And all you would want in return is a little reciprocity. Have my back.
He just barely have a job. So he ain't about to sit there and take up for no damn
Gabriel.
But Gary,
he doesn't have to say anything negative either.
He doesn't have to say anything negative.
Right, but Gary, his current situation gives him leverage to defend Gabrielle Union.
He took the biblical approach, because a lot of times people say when you get married, like,
you
hey,
cleave
you have
to your spouse.
Yep.
I understand that, but I would always defend my mother or my daughters.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Not before your wife.
Yeah, he took it, he took the Bible real literally.
Okay. Okay.
Gotta be loyal, damn it.
He a little too got them in damn muscles. I'm gonna leave him alone. Ignore what I said, Terry. Okay, so I don't know about you guys, but in Atlanta, the way we celebrate any milestone, y'all can vouch, Brad Headcrack, and Gary, you too, for Swinging Richards. Okay. We go to strip clubs. Okay, it don't matter. It could be a wedding, a birthday, a reception, a divorce party. It don't matter.
Church building fund got approved.
Okay.
I like going to a restaurant. So, you know, it was only right for Lil Nas X and Lizzo to hit the booty club, baby, after the Grammys for winning their celebration. Well, there's a video floating around on the internet, and looks like everybody is pretty turned up except for Lil Nas X. Yeah, so one fan tweeted Lil Nas X and asked, "Why you look bored, though?" And Lil Nas X responded, "'Cause I'm, you know," with a screenshot of a cartoon character giving the flick of the wrist.
That is hilarious.
SpongeBob.
Yes.
I know, but you know what? I've been drugged, because I have a bunch of straight girlfriends, and they have, you know, and I've been drugged to so many male strip shows and all that.
Yeah.
I still have fun. I mean,
yeah, you
I mean,
still
I
make the best of it.
Hot and hard, but it's funny. It's fun. Yeah, like, yeah. You don't see me looking bored. I'm like, woohoo!
But I would say, in my experience and my expertise in strip clubs, I would say maybe more than 50% of the women that are performing don't even like dudes.
Yeah.
So when they see a woman come in, they get
love
excited.
It. Yes,
they
yes.
love it, and they let you touch on them even more.
Oh, yeah, I've experienced that as well.
I've seen all of it.
I'm sure.
I think he's a little bit too committed. Like, we get it. It's fine that you're gay. I'm also straight. But when I go to a strip club, I'm clapping ass. I'm having a good time.
But Portia, it's different though from a woman. But a woman could slap another woman's ass in the strip club. If a guy starts slapping another guy and he's hetero, it would be a totally different
story. Okay, well, let me flip it then. When I go to Swingin' Richards, I have been there before. It's a gay strip club. Wow. I also have a good time, and I know those men do not want any of these.
Well, some of them, they go all kind of ways, so they'll take it.
And to be honest, when we go to strip clubs, nobody's really looking directly at the ass. That's almost like a creep move.
Really?
No,
I'm definitely looking directly at the ass.
I'm looking at ass, lips, both pair, and the boobies.
Well, I'll be seeing these people's souls.
I'm looking at livers. I'm looking at kidneys. I'm looking straight through these women. I'm looking at stretch marks, bullet marks, cigarette burns, everything.
I've never seen an intestine as fine as yours.
Yes.
I'm never really looking at it.
So Lil Nas X, if you're watching this, Gary and Portia want to take you to Swingin' Richards in Atlanta.
Yes.
So when you make your way down there.
You need to go with me to Swingin' Bats, honey. That's
Swingin'
Bats. That's another one?
Swingin' Bats?
Swingin' Bats, honey. Y'all better get to Swingin'
Bats. Like baseball or
I
want to
go.
All right, coming up, we have a smash alert, and we're going to let you know what club Machine Gun Kelly is shooting up.
What?
We'll let you know after the break, all right?
Dish Nation.
Yo, breaking news. This is an important PSA brought to you by Manscaped.com. After more than 18 months of research and development, the Manscaped engineering team has confirmed that they have successfully created the greatest trimmer for your friends down there. This new trimmer just got released moments ago, and we are the first to confirm that the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0 Manscaping trimmer is now available for purchase. This third-generation Manscaped trimmer features a cutting ceramic blade to prevent manscaping accidents so your friends down there can be nick-free, thanks to the Manscaped's advanced skin technology. The battery will last up to 90 minutes, so you can get a longer, longer shave. And one of the coolest new features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a close and precise trimming. And fellas, I've heard objects appear bigger when there's nothing covering them up, if you know what I mean. So right now, you can get 20% off and free shipping with the code DISH at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use that code DISH. That's manscaped.com.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Looks like we have another smash alert. Yep, there's a new couple in the music world. Noah Cyrus, the little sister of Miley Cyrus, is apparently dating Machine Gun Kelly.
Okay.
And they made it very clear they're definitely smashing after they were all over each other, honey.
Ooh.
That's right, they were at the Grammys doing it up for the public. Now, Noah was previously linked to rapper Lil Xan, and we just did a smash alert with MGK and Kate Beckinsale supposedly hooking up, but apparently this is the actual couple.
It's like sexual Pokemon. They catching them all.
Catching them all. They young and single and just doing it.
But isn't that amazing that they could do that?
Why?
I mean, when we were young, you can be hopping around from man to man.
Not necessarily on camera and red carpets, but we probably hopped. We skipped at least.
On the low.
Okay.
When you look at the people that's within their infrastructure, you're going to date mostly famous people because that's who you're around.
But and that's a good thing, too. Now you could date, honey. You could go from black to white to Chinese.
Everywhere.
Yeah, the glow.
And the thing about Noah is she's kind of different from Miley Cyrus. Miley, in my mind, when I think of her exes, she likes a pretty boy.
Yeah.
And her sister likes that bad boy tattoo on the face, whatever it is.
She likes the one to piss your daddy off.
A little rough, right. Drive Billy Ray crazy.
Well, y'all, moving on, Gary. Tyler, the creator, may have been even more petty than you with this one. Now, Tyler just won his very first Grammy Award for Best Rap Album. And back in 2011, Tyler tweeted about winning a Grammy one day. And someone responded to his tweet with, "Don't be too excited. You won't get one." Well, it turns out that Tyler, the creator, is crowned our new petty king because not only did he bookmark the tweet from 2011, he also went back and responded to it after winning.
Yeah, baby.
He said, "I favored this 9 years ago for the moment to tell you I got one. Yes, I'm petty as good day, Mark." This was definitely a case of how negativity can make you go hard at something you really want.
It take a lot of petty in you. I mean, that petty was consistent because he remembered it, and it probably drove him to work harder.
He probably screenshotted it and said,
"You know, you're right." He probably screenshotted it, emailed it to himself, and said, "Hateful tweet." And then whenever he wanted to find it, all he gotta do is go to email and find that email.
Because that's a lot of scrolling to do to go back to 2011.
Oh my goodness! Unless after that night, after the award show, he was like this.
Let me find that tweet.
Okay. Have y'all ever done this? Like, have y'all ever used negativity and brought it back or responded to the negativity that drove you?
Well, I don't know if it really drove me, but I mean, you know, growing up, honey, you know, I had a lot of negativity because, you know, I was the and
we would never want to call you that.
Right, yeah.
Not at all.
You was the queen.
Yeah, the queen before the queen was the queen.
Right, right, right.
And, you know, people did that, but, honey, now I'm like, everybody come, "Hey, what's up?
How you doing?" Yeah, I remember you.
They want to take a picture with you now.
Right, exactly.
Oh, you do watch Dish Nation.
All right, so you know what time it is?
It's deal time.
You need your teeth to shine bright like a diamond? Then try the Aquasonic Ultra Whitening Toothbrush. It removes 10 times more plaque along the gum line than a manual toothbrush and 3 times more plaque than an older electric toothbrush did. Plus, it features an ultra-powerful and industry-leading motor producing 40,000 vibrations per minute. Ultra-fast wireless charging, 4-mode operation, and start vibration timers.
Ooh, this toothbrush on here is fancy. Tell me more.
Well, check it out, Gary. It has 4 distinct cleaning modes: clean, whitening, soft, and massage. And it has 8 brush heads and a travel case, and this is all with a sleek, ultra slim, lightweight, and IPX waterproof design.
Hey, Craig, I really need this. How much is it?
Well, get ready to shine bright, Portia, because usually the Aquasonic Black Series Ultra Whitening Toothbrush has been seen as high as $150, but for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$39. $39.
I can't believe it myself, man. Just go to moretosave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, find out who credited Spike Lee for teaching them the ratchet trick. English language, honey. We'll have more details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Okay, so y'all know The Bachelor is all about finding love and finding out about a lot of drama, right?
Right.
Well, last night was crazy. So a lot of times, The Bachelor takes a date to a concert. And on last night's episode, Peter surprised Victoria F. with a concert by a country singer, Chase Rice. But there's just one problem, y'all.
What?
She used to date Chase.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Check it out.
You turn the corner, I see Chase, my ex-boyfriend. Nothing could be worse. I'm freaking out right now. Freaking out. Chase Rice is my ex-boyfriend. Chase and I dated before I came on the show.
Are you two having a good time tonight?
Oh, yeah!
It's awkward, you know? It's just weird.
God.
Now, y'all, Chase is mad about the way the producers handled it. He says he just wanted to promote his music, right? And when asked about Victoria, he said, "We spent the night together in Charlotte. She's a cool chick from what I know of her."
Ooh.
To me, that means it wasn't her ex-boyfriend. It was a one-night stand. She's talking about, "I dated him.
Right.
He was my boyfriend,
I'm
my ex." No, honey, you spent the night with him. So, yeah, you can't be that uncomfortable.
But the way he said, "from what I know of her,"
that's
so crushing. Like, don't do that girl like that.
I'm sure
y'all talked the next day and had Waffle House or something like that.
So let's just say if y'all were dating somebody who was like high profile, would you ever listen to their music again?
If the music is good.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, I have. I still rock out to it.
Right. Yeah. Me too.
Who's the artist?
That wasn't a part of your first question.
Okay.
Everybody said you had a follow-up.
You sound like the producers of The Bachelor.
I am not on The Bachelor.
Okay.
All right, so the movie Parasite is a big Oscar contender this year. And the movie South Korean director Bong Joon-ho revealed that he learned some of his English vocabulary and curse words by creating the subtitles for movies done by a certain director. Now, here's what he said. The movies I did subtitles for was for Jungle Fever and Do the Right Thing. Mm. At the time, my English wasn't that good. I had no idea there was such various curse words in the English language. Thanks to Spike Lee, I learned so many things.
That is funny.
Yes.
But here's the thing. One of the greatest overdubbed curse words in movie history came from Do the Right Thing. You know which one, right?
Yeah.
Which one?
Oh, it's Samuel Jackson.
No.
Who?
Remember when Radio Raheem went to the store and he wanted the batteries, and in the edited version, he was like, D, Mickey, Ficky, D.
Uh-huh.
That was him that did that.
Where y'all learn y'all curse words at? I feel like I learned them at daycare.
Oh, yeah, I learned mine at home. My mama cursed a lot, honey. So my mama didn't stop cursing until one day when the camcorders came out.
Uh-huh.
She went to her brother's house and he was taping and he played it back. She was like, Lord, who's there with all that cursing?
Uh-huh.
You.
Sometimes you need an old curse word just to, like, put an emphasis on it.
To seal the deal.
To seal it so you can feel what I'm saying.
I feel like Too Short taught me how to curse better.
Eddie Murphy taught me.
Okay.
I used to sneak and watch Delirious when my mom would sleep.
Ooh. It ain't nothing like saying you mother.
Ooh. Right. You bitch.
All right, y'all. Up next, honey, love isn't just for the young. We'll explain how a new dating show will help those over 65 find their soulmates. So come back.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Love is in the air, and if you're 65 and older, you could be on The Bachelor.
What?
What?
No way.
No.
Senior version.
I want my mom on there.
I'm not kidding. Oh, my God.
Your mom would be awesome.
She got a boyfriend.
Tell the producer from the hit TV show The Bachelor recently shared a casting call on Instagram that says, quote, "Are you entering your golden years and looking for romance? The producers of The Bachelor are looking for active and outgoing single men and women aged 65 and up for a new exciting dating show."
Yes.
Yo, this is going to be lit. I don't know if y'all know, but my mom's friends who are like 60 and over, their dating life is insane. Like, they go to the club, they talk to different guys.
No, of course.
They go on dates with the deacons from the churches.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but that's black people.
That's true. That's
Once
true.
Once your white people go to church and date,
it would be Geritol and Depends.
No. Yes.
I think it's going to be I think it's going to take me to the, what you call it? What do you call it when the suites, the fantasy suite?
Yeah.
We're going to go there.
This show can't be as long as the regular Bachelor because, you know, some of these people up there in age. During the commercial break,
John died.
We had to call the ambulance.
We lost Glenn.
There's an in memoriam after every episode. That'd be horrible.
They showed out roses at the end of the show, but it's on their chest.
Oh, y'all ain't right.
35 is the new 50. I mean,
is it?
So it's over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.